Did you ever have any crops that, you know, you just, when you're through working them, you say they were laid out, laid by? Yeah. Okay.
Well, we never really planted it. It's all man just planted that for fun, just to see if it would grow over here, you know?
Yeah.
He was always trying something like that.
Them type fences you had to sink holes for the fence, didn't you?
Them fence?
Yeah. Didn't you have to make?
Yeah, you had to put two posts. Yeah. One inside and one outside. And they put it right where the ends would cross like that. It had one post here and one post out here. Where the end would be like that, you see the post would be in the middle over here. It'd keep it from breaking loose. They had to have two posts there to hold them together. They just stack them up on top of one another. There wasn't no nails or nothing like
that. Oh, that was on that rail fence.
Yeah, really, yeah, rail fence. Another fence. Now we had to have holes dug and all that, you know, to put them down. Well, all the fence they got around here, my daddy picked up all them posts, like on the lakeshore and all that.
Yeah.
A long time ago, they used to dump them cross ties off. All my fence around here, that's what that is. Stuff that come off the railroad track and all that.
When you farmed, did you have land here, near here, that you farmed? Where did you raise your corn?
Back of Junior's there, where all them trees is.
You had a...
That was all cleared out. And look at the trees they got there now.
And you had a what, a corn? You had a... You planted every year, you planted a...
We plant a certain amount of it, you know, every year.
Corn was grown in a...
separate place, way on the side.
Yeah.
They had like a little slough in there. They got like a slough in there.
Yeah.
And every year the old man would plant down in there because the water would drain down this way. And one year he decided it was dry weather and they had this marsh over there. And they had like an old pond there. And when that would get dry, that old black dirt mud would crack like and all that. So this land over here had a whole lot of sand in it because it had been planted that my great-grandfather and all that used to plant there. And it was used so much already until it was just like sand, you know, a whole lot of sand in this land around here. So my daddy backed up his wagon in there with that horse and he shoveled that thing and get a load like that and went over there and brought it and put it over there, scattered all over that ground. And I'll bet you where you had that corn planted, you could look at it like that. And you'd see where the others, where you had that stuff, it'd be about that high, about 2 feet higher than the rest of it. You could see a hill like that. It wasn't the ground. It was that where that black dirt was he had put in there. That old marshland. That's how much difference it made in the land after he put that in there. He had a big hole dug in there where he had dig that stuff. Just experimenting, just seeing what it would do, you know?
Yeah. Well, a slough is a... Were there trees, you know, around a slough, in a slough? Or did... a marsh, is that near the water?
Well,
that,
yeah.
That's near the lake or the bayou.
Yeah. It's all marsh. Marshland is what we call it.
Yeah.
It's all around bayous and lake and things like that, wherever they got water. Other word is salt. That's what fooled that fella there that time with that airplane. He thought that place was hard. And we was eating dinner and we heard that airplane flying around 2-3 times like that. And he started to land it in the bay, but he thought about maybe he wouldn't be able to get out of it faster.